We continue now with lesson number 18 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Meseches Shavuos. And today, still in the fourth perek, we will be studying Mishnah 11 and 12, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph, and Mishnah Yud Beis. We learned earlier, back in Mishnah Aleph, that the whole category of Shuas HaEdus does not apply to witnesses who are not kosher witnesses, who are not valid witnesses. For example, they are relatives of the Toveya or the Nitba, or they are themselves Posuli Edus, they are thieves or whatever. So our Mishnah tells us that in any situation in which the witness is not a valid witness, then he is exempt from Shuas HaEdus, even if he swears falsely. So therefore, Omar Lishnayim, if a Toveya says to two individuals, Mashpia ani aleichem mishploni uploni, he specifies, Reuven and Shimon, I'm making you swear, Sheim atem yodim li edus, shetovou usiiduni, that if you know anything which would help me in my case, that you must come and testify. And they respond, Shavuo she'ein onu yodim loch edus. They respond, falsely, we swear we know nothing in this matter. V'heim yodin lo edus eid mi pa. The truth is they do know something about this matter, but they didn't observe it themselves. They heard from Beryl and Shmerel that the Toveya lent the Nitba $100. That's called aid me pa. That's not valid enough to be a witness. So therefore, even though they're swearing falsely, they swear we don't know anything, but they haven't sworn falsely about Shuas HaEdus, because they do not qualify as witnesses, having heard the facts from an intermediate person. Or if one of them was the brother, the first cousin, the father, the son, whatever, of the Toveya or the Nitba, or if Reuven and Shimon were posel, they were both riverboat gamblers, Hare Elu Peturin, they would be exempt from Shuas HaEdus, because Shuas HaEdus applies to those who are qualified to be Edim. Now, Tosfos on the sugya here asks a question. We already know this from the first Mishnah, that it only applies to people who are qualified, Ru'uyim Lahoyed. And the answer is an interesting teretz. Suppose there's Reuven and Shimon and Levi, and the Toveya comes to the three of them and says, I want the three of you to swear, etc. And one of the three are posel. One of the three is the Toveya's cousin, or the Nitba's brother. And the other two are kosher edim, they would still be potter from Shuas HaEdus because of the principle of Edus Shebotlo Miktsosa Botlo Kula. He has a threesome as a team of witnesses, and one of that threesome is posel, so they're all out of the category of Shuas HaEdus. The next Mishnah, Yud Beis, is an interesting one. Suppose that the basic rule here is the only time there's a din of Shuas HaEdus is if the Toveya in person comes to the Edim and says, I want you to swear on my behalf, and they swear falsely that they know nothing. But the Toveya comes in person. Suppose he does not come in person, but rather Shilach B'Yadavdo. He has a slave, let's say an Eved Kanani, whom he sends. He says, you go to these two guys and tell them I want them to swear to come to court, etc. Suppose the Nitba, the person, the defendant, says to them, Mashbia ni aleichem, I want you to swear, she'imatem yodim lo edus, if you know any testimony which would help my opponent, which would help the Toveya, the plaintiff, she'tovou usi'idu, so the Nitba himself is asking them to is mashbia them and asking them to come and testify, and they swear falsely that they know nothing. But in either case, whether it's the Eved or the Nitba, if not the Toveya himself, Hare Elu Piturin, Hache Yishmu Mipi HaToveya. The Halacha of Shvuas HaEdus only applies if the witnesses heard the Hashpo'ah, the demand that they come to testify from the Toveya himself. The Gemara explains that if the Toveya designates in writing through a document known as a harsho'ah, which makes another person his agent, then the agent can act on behalf of the Toveya and issue the hashbo'ah and demand that they come and testify. And if they swear falsely to him, it's as if they swore falsely to the Toveya himself. But the Mishnah emphasizes that it's got to be through Mipi HaToveya. Gemara simply adds that through a document procedure, legal procedure known as a harshah, a power of attorney, so to speak, that person who holds that power of attorney can act on behalf of the Toveya and extract a Shvuas HaEdus and the possible Korban Olah V'Yoreid as well. And so we have finished lesson number 18.